Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Wise Minds on the Yardage Law platform. This is Gigi Adams Evans, your radio host, producer for Wise Mind, with modern philosopher Mr. Johnson S. T. Lange Jr. Tonight, we hope that everyone had a wonderful day today. It's cold in Georgia here, chilly, windy, but it's a beautiful day. Blue skies. That took over the old cast, guys, from yesterday. We're going to have part two, The Reconciled Mind, of course, with Johnson S. T. Lange Jr. We'll talk about that, and with me interjecting comments here and there along the way on the radio show. We're here from 7 to 8 p.m., and if you'd like to call in, the number is 646-200-3817. That's 646-200-3817, and we would love for you to engage in dialogue with us about The Reconciled Mind. So if you're anywhere available in your phone or on your laptop or computers, you can also go into the show and dial in to Wise Mind Radio with Johnson S. T. Lange Jr. and myself, Gigi Adams Evans, the radio host. So we hope to look forward to hearing from you tonight. We invite authors and doctors and nurses, just about anybody who would love to share physical energies of the mind with us and talk about their experiences and bullying, and of course our topic as well. Like I said, the Reconciled Mind is our topic tonight, and I'd like to say hello to my siblings, to Bill Hanna, her daughter Sophie, to my daughter Andrea, my goddaughter Angela and her family, and my brothers and sisters, of course. Again, I'd like to say hello to everyone. And send out a special prayer for my cousin Janice in Los Angeles, California, and my brothers Ronald and Larry, who just recently had surgery. Ronald had heart surgery, and of course Larry had spinal surgery. So I wish them a warm welcome and a hello and a speedy recovery. Now, without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to bring in Mr. Johnson S. T. Lange Jr., our modern philosopher. Hi, Tito. How are you tonight?
Hi, Gigi. Good. I'm in great spirit. For some reasons, the weather change is making that coughing much stronger. I was cold for a couple of hours, so. But you know, I'm already geared up, ready to rumble with the show. So I bundle up. And my chest, there is no way for any cold air to get through. But anyway. I'd like to thank and to dedicate this show to you, Gigi, and to each and every one of our listeners. I appreciate you and honor you, and I'd like you to know that without your support and donations, the show would not be transforming lives in everywhere. As you know, the show is heard from many different countries. So thank you so very much, and I promise to you that I'll do my best. So next Wednesday, you don't find me with that cough. Thank you again. Gigi, is there anything else you'd like to say before I go on?
Well, yes, I'd like to say I hope you get well soon also. And I mentioned Bill Hanna because she's always very supportive of the show. And always.
Oh, yes, she is.
I met her, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I met her through the friendship of Tito, and she's always been a very supporting god sister to me with all kind of generous ideas and suggestions to me about life in general. So she's a doctor of PhD philosophy. So I'd like to say thank you, Bill Hanna, for all the things that you do. Thank you for exactly helping us in all things. And I'm so happy to say that I'm glad that your daughter had a wonderful time at her last production, WICCA. So we love you. And for Tito, I'd like to say I appreciate you and your genius mind, Tito, and I pray that you will get over that nasty cough that you've had for quite some time and that you'll get stronger and better. So I appreciate your philosophies, and I hope that this show will be just as productive as all our other shows, so people call in. We're talking about reconciliation of the mind tonight. It's part two, and we look and love to hear your dialogue, so 646-200-3817 is the number to call in, and we got to break every 15 minutes for commercials and other tidbits of announcements. So, Tito?
Okay, thank you very much, Gigi. As Gigi mentioned to you, the topic of tonight's show is the reconciled mind. For an adult mind to enjoy peace on a consistency basis, it must reconcile with its past and committing itself to a transparent existence going on forward. Sorry. It has to be. Many would say that, my mind is at peace. Thank you very much, if you say so. We're talking about being at peace on a continuous basis, regardless of what is going on around you. To raise a child, to grow up to its adulthood years while maintaining a complete peace along the way, wisdom of honesty must have unconditional influence on its mind. For when making decisions from childhood on forward, a free person is one to raise from childhood as a free person. It cannot be a decree by somebody. It can't. It has to be cultivated. I remembered I was about 6 years old when I discovered when I became so enthusiastic about the wisdom of the universal wisdom of honesty. Man, anyone that says that he or she is a spiritual leader I talk. And fortunately for me, my dad was an ordained spiritual leader and Baptist. And also my uncle was a Catholic Monsignor. And as well as my philosophy professor or the town philosophy professors. Because of my dad's reputation, or where I come from, your character is valued a lot because of your intellectual knowledge. The more you know, the more you cultivate and behave as that will determine how much appreciation and honor that people will display around you. Because remember, respect is energy. It is not meant to be transferred to someone, as I have heard people say. You must give me respect. Respect my uniform. Respect my office. Respect this, respect that. No. If your office is in all of those, let's say your office is one that is attractive because of the work that you get done there and the integrity of the character that you use with consistency to launch and making your plans, goals, visions become a reality, then no one will display honor when they are in your office or even when they are even talking about it. So it, I believe that what we say, words that we say, may have a lot of influence on how so many people, so many minds, approach basic, simple facts of life. And for those of you who have read my book, or yes, read my book, volume one of a 7-book series that I'm promoting on the human being, the title of it is Who Are We? Self-Development Wisdom, Volume 1. You can find it in Amazon and everywhere, the hard copy, and it was published by my publisher is Ex Libris. You are energies of life and love in the human form. Love creates your being and life through the sun creates your physical body. That is correct. And I am, as you know, I am always open to listen to other individuals' spiritual discovery. But this is what I discovered, and I have testing it for during the past many, many decades. It holds. It's reliable. Now, if you are not, or when your mind is not educated to understanding of universal wisdom of any of those specific energies that you that are important, such as respect, honor, if you don't cultivate them, there within you there will not be those energy at the human level, and your mind would not be guided and guarded. Your mind's decision-making process will not be guided and guarded by those energies, wisdom. It is that simple. Yes, if you are, or when you are ready to take your first step towards or in your own spiritual journey, meaning cultivation of your own spirituality, I would seriously encourage you to check in with me for for a session, for consultation, because those are not, those are energies, you won't see them, and if you don't approach them the right way, you might make bad decisions or avoidable decisions along the way, which you can avoid. You can avoid from the get-go. So we are approaching the first 15 minutes of the show. Thank you so much for listening to the short lecture with me. And I'm going to pass the mic to Gigi and see what she's got in the store for us. Please hold on. Don't go far away. Gigi.
All right. Thank you very much. And again, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. And this is Gigi, your radio host, as Tito has said. And we're talking about the reconciled mind. And if you really listened just a moment ago, he was talking about in a not a spiritual content and Christian content, not a churchy content. But if you really learn how to reconcile with yourself, this is my opinion, and because I'm a different person than every other person and you're different than me. But I believe that the Bible says that, you know, to reconcile it as in any other book of the Bible, in Romans or Colossians, the fact is that we need reconciliation. To me, we have a spiritual relationship with our Father, first of all, even though this is not a churchy show. I'm just giving you my opinion because that's where reconciliation starts, in the heart. You've got to forgive yourself. You've got to renew yourself. You've got to have much more love for yourself so you can deal with this in a way that no one else can deal with this but you. Reconciliation is very important in our lives, and it's a step forward towards the future. So consider that. Take it in account. Look at yourself. Look in the mirror and look at yourself and see what you can do to revamp yourself. And we'll be right back. And you're listening to Wise Mind Radio with modern philosopher John Phineas T. Lodge, Jr. And we're going to have a brief musical pause, and we'll be back. So enjoy the music.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, we're back again, and this is Gigi Adams Evans, your radio host on Wise Mind with modern philosopher John Phineas T. Lyons, Jr., and we hope you're having a beautiful evening. Our topic tonight, again, is reconciliation, the reconciled mind. So you can call in at 646-200-3817 and let us know your views, your suggestions, your thoughts on the reconciled mind. Is your mind reconciled? If so, call us in and let us know and tell us how your mind became reconciled. What did you do to let us know how you were able to refresh and renew yourself in a reconciled way? Now back to you, Tito.
Thank you so very much, Gigi.
You're welcome.
Maybe for sure, okay. Many of you who are listening to the show may be asking, well, the title of the show is Bullying the Solution. What is the link, or what could be the link between bullying and an unreconciled mind? That's exactly what caused bullying. Wise Mind, Universal Wisdom Education is one that educates the mind to universal wisdom that at both human and being level that are designed to protect the mind and guide that mind, guide the mind when in the process of making decisions. A bully is someone whose mind is troubled by question, unanswered question, or unfinished businesses that he cannot find an answer for. And every time those questions and let's say bad deeds too would arise within his or her mind, that person becomes frustrated. And when frustrated, he takes the frustration on someone else. That person look at you without any knowledge of anything about you and say that, oh, I hate white people. What the heck does that mean? You can tell it is a mind that is not, that is being bullied. When a mind is cornered by unfinished businesses along the way to whatever the age is, it doesn't matter what the age is. I'm not talking about 1, 2, 3-year-old person who cannot even express themselves, what they feel or their emotions, whatever. But I'm talking about those of us starting from the age of 12 to 150 years old, as far as I'm concerned. When you have unfinished business, you know that it is unfinished business. It's going to continue to come up, and continue to coming up It's a form of energy nagging, which will bully your mind. And that is the reason why I resort to my own finding of the fact that the bullies are individuals who take the frustrations on others because they are not yet educated to face them, to attend to them, and they don't know how. And that is one reason why, for you, if you have teenagers, yes, especially teenagers, if you have teenagers, I mean, at any age, but teenagers, having who is showing signs of frustration in homework, in anything that challenges his or her mind, book me for a consultation. I will talk with your loved one for you. It is not that hard to explain what is the condition of the mind of a bully. Naturally, we are human beings, meaning social persons. Why would something that is personal to you, private to you, cause you to be so frustrated to take the frustrations on someone else? It is because you are in pain. If it is pain that is in you, well, it is pain that you will share. You cannot share what you don't have. Yeah, you have friends, yada, yada, but you don't know what a friend is. No, you don't. If you did, you would have been one. You would have cultivated within you the energy of friend, of friendship, and use that same wisdom to cultivate a mind that is fully influenced, or which decisions are fully influenced by wisdom of friendship. It doesn't make sense to look at somebody and say you don't like him or her. No. Especially if that person did nothing wrong to you. Attack someone, that is because you have been attacked. You are being continuously attacked and you know it. You may not be able to yet explain it through words, what is happening, because many of us, we have that safety mechanism to conceal knowledge that we are not used to. If you don't bring out what you are going through, it's like going to a doctor. If you don't tell it, a medical doctor I'm talking about, not a doctor like me in philosophy. Me too. Anyway, sorry about that. If you go to the doctor and don't explain where it hurts, how it hurts, when it hurts the most, what you have been doing to to control the pain, etc., the doctor won't know what to do for you. They know what to do. That's why they are medical doctors. Oh, yeah. But they have to have information. And what I offer to you through Wise Mind Radio Show, to you, your friends, your children, is the wisdom, is the same wisdom that guides and God my mind when making decisions. Those are universal wisdom. I want you to know every one of them and encourage you we have a system. That's why many of you who are connected with me on Twitter and Facebook, I always send a note to let you know that we will, at Wise Minds World, we will support your passion and work. We're here to encourage you. We are reaching, we have just reached the second, third of the show. To pass it on to Gigi and ask you to please stay online and let's learn together. Yeah, I like learning. I don't know everything. Yes, I'm inspired. That's why through me you can, your heart, your mind can become inspired. So thank you so much. Stay tuned, okay? See you in a minute. Hi, Gigi.
Hi, Tito. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to interject that I did mention a bullying segment every Wednesday show. And, of course, we are talking about two topics, bullying and reconciliation or reconcile. Now, with Tito, you can also find his books on www.wisemindevelopment.org. Again, that's Wise Mind Development. It's one word, development.org. And you can also pick up a copy of Wise Mind or Who Are We? All children are not sick in the mind, in my opinion, for being bullied. You have to understand why bullies use aggressive behavior. Being a teacher myself and knowing that dealing with these kids, with Tito and his own capacity of what he does, the common reason, in my opinion, from what I've learned and what I was taught in school, is that a kid can be a bully because he or she lacks attention. It's not all the time something that they're sick in the mind about, not contradicting what Tito was saying, but from my own personal experience and from teaching myself. From a parent and a parent's perspective or point of view in the home, sometimes the parents lash out at the kids and it causes them to be disruptive or to take it out on someone else. Bullying is not a thing to deal with, and we need to learn a way to stop it out, and that's one of the reasons why the topic is so important on every Wednesday night show, and that's what Tito talks about bullying. And not only that, ladies and gentlemen, there are also different ways of bullying. There's cyberbullying, where people are being bullied actually on the Internet and they're killing themselves. I mean, how terrible can that be? In the classroom with the children that I used to deal with, they always talked about getting this child after school. That's not good either, because they're looking for attention. Bullying needs to be stopped. It's an empowerment of themselves, making themselves have more attention and gaining that attention because they're angry. They're not angry with the person that they're bullying. They're angry within themselves. And it's the reason why, because it could have come from home stem. It could have became something that developed in the home. It could be that these kids are just downright mean. You know, there's a lot of aggressiveness, a lot of dominating and impulsive nature by these kids, and it becomes very detrimental to their health and to someone else's health. More than likely, it's suicidal in the realms of someone else's health because of the hyperactive bullies that we have, and they don't know how to socialize, and they act inappropriately, always, in some kind of physical environment. They want to hurt. They want to hurt you. They want you to hurt themselves. So we have to learn how to stand up and be stronger and smarter and better than the person that's bullying. Because if you let a bully know that you're afraid of them, what's going to happen? They're going to continue to bully you. They're going to keep on abusing you. So we have to find ways that works for you within your own realms of your home life and in your school life and learning how to say no. No more. You will not. It's not that hard to say, and I do realize that kids are very afraid of being bullied. You know, they're afraid. They fear. You know, if someone is taller than them, they fear the height. If someone is prettier than a bully, then the bully attacks the person that's prettier than them. If you're dressed nicely, they attack you for that. So it doesn't always necessarily stem from the home, in my opinion. Having an education and philosophy myself, I do know that people have their different tendencies and their different walks of life. So bullying has something to be reckoned with, and that's what this show is about.
the cyberbullying we very seldom talk about, but it's there. How many times have you heard that people oftentimes on Twitter especially and the social websites are actually being tormented by these people even if they make a comment? The nursing home, the hospitals, the caregivers, in home, your own home. So this is something that we really need to learn how to combat and stop. So if you write an email, Tito, he'll counsel you on whatever you need to be counseled on, but you have to understand why a bully acts the way that they act and their aggressive behavior. So if you're having a situation, email him at Tito Lange, TitoLange, @yahoo.com. Back to you, Tito.
Thank you so very much, Gigi. And thanks to everyone for holding on to the station to learn together with me. And I'd like you to know that at any moment you have a comment or question, please do not hesitate to contact us. Twitter is GG1116.
No, it's
GG 1015. 1015. Hey, I went up by one. I'm sorry, GG. I'm sorry to you too.
Okay, I'll
get it. Yeah, we love to hear from you because when you ask questions, I am to answer. If I know the answer, if I don't, I will tell you that I am to be gone. Going reason through it and see what sense it makes to my mind, my heart, from many different approaches, including bullying, the solution. So moving forward with the show,
Tito, I have a question for you. I have actually two questions from two college kids. They didn't leave their names, but they're asking about what is your solution to anti-gay bullying? And the second question is, bullying in sports, what is your answer for that?
That is exactly, oh man, I like when it happens this way. What that is to me, and I sat and in so many, I mean, just about 100% of time. The bully practitioner is one who is battling self-inferiority. It is a mind that does not believe in the leadership of that person and also believe in the character of that person. That person never cultivated any character. A profession is not a character. So that caused development of inferiority in that person. Dear friends, inferior, the individuals whose minds know that this person is inferior to whom and what this person should have been as far as lifestyle, private and spiritual lifestyle, that mind is going to bully that person all the time. I like to go to this concert. Well, who's going to look at you? And if you look at me, that's the way those minds works. As I mentioned to you, the mind is made of, it's a one entity that is made of three components. One is conscious. The second one is conscience. And the third one is doubt. The doubt knows everything that is happening. And for a person who believes, I mean, you have no other choice. If your mind tells you that you have no value in you, most likely you are not that. For lots of individuals, what happened is they believe in that, which is what it's supposed to be, but the action that they take is mediocre. Yeah. Instead of taking the frustration or let it rise to the point of frustrations to bully your mind, why don't you look for solution for your lack in character integrity, lack in friend, universal energy wisdom, lack in friend in so many ways. You just go around, bully people, and each person you bully, because you are inferior anyway, you believe that you're inferior, you'll have an ego. I'm not going to say sorry, I'm not going to apologize. Well, no problem. In that moment, keep on coming through your mind, bullying you before you know. You may be drinking, because when your mind is under the influence of alcohol, which affects your nerves, your brain nervous system, you will not remember something like that. You drunk. So that is your way, that is the way you're planning on going through life, by getting drunk, or find a solution to your own bullies. Bully that you create. Yeah. You want to become an engineer? Well, associate with those individuals who are teaching and learning engineering. When you go online, look up what is happening in the engineering world. Talk with people. Hey, I'm 65 years old. I find that I always like engineering. Would you like to be my friend? Maybe you might guide me. And I promise to you that I'm someone who honors and respect myself. That person can say yes or no. There are millions of engineers around the globe that you can connect with. Why don't you connect with them? Make friends and start talking about your desire. Desire is an energy that you need to have within you. Your desire to master the universal wisdom of engineering. So you can discover something through exploration. A thought comes, you explore it, you talk with individuals, and allow them to give you feedback, and cultivate the friend that you need to cultivate so you can get out of that misery of being bullied by your own self inferiority. It is a force. Anything that is not of love is a force. Contact me at www.wisemindevelopment.org. It's one word, wisemindevelopment.org. I will talk with you. I will have a session. You don't need that. You know all these things. That's why you are listening. Your mind knows so much. I'm talking about universal energy. Your being is a universal energy. What creates your being? Love. Love is universal energy. That is why you are listening. It may be, well, I wouldn't say maybe, but it makes sense. So, I promise to you that I will keep your privacy very intact. And thank you so much for texting in your questions, and always please do that and share the radio station, the radio show, Wise Minds radio show, with everyone you know. Everyone you know, so you have friends to chat with to further explore on whatever the topic or have dialogue with on something, not something, but on a subject so important, so valuable as such as the reconciled mind. Gigi, we have reached the third quarter of the show. Man, it goes so fast, which is good. We are rumbling.
Yes, we are. The second question is, and thank you, college students, for doing that from Georgia State University. Well, thank you. Hey, hey, you're from Georgia. I'm right here in the state of Georgia. Thank you for tweeting that. And there's one more question about bullying in sports. How do you deal with that? That's the question.
You know, this is a very good question, and there are two ways to approach it. Again, as I mentioned to you, if not 100% of everyone who bullies people are individuals who are inferior to themselves. Their minds do not honor them. They are crap that their minds may have, or their doubt may have been saying to them, bullying them. That's all you do. You never done anything serious. You never discover anything. You're not complaining, nagging them. So even though they say yes to a job for coaching you, they will find something in you, or their mind will create the illusion of something in you and believe in it. And usually, since it is a person who is inferior to him or her own self, it is always a thought that will hurt you, because inferiority is a force. Force hurts. Force destroys. On the other hand, love nurtures. Love creates. Love is compassionate. There are so many characteristics of love: patience, understanding, etc. So in a situation like this, at sports, if the person, let's say if it is a coach, my dear friend, you don't have to take classes or sport, whatever the sport is, you don't have to take classes from this person or connect with this person in any way. Wait for a couple of years and pray. Prayer is conversation at spiritual level. You know, pray. Ask the universe to lead you to a place, a sportive environment where you will be celebrated just like everyone else, and learn how to cultivate the universal wisdom of that sport. You know, that is one way. If it is fellow sportsmen, I would say talk with them straight up. Walk up to that person and say, listen, I need to talk to you. It's very urgent. And be persistent. It's very urgent. I do not like my feeling about you. And you will get hurt, not me. And maybe you already been hurting. I can help you, because you have no reason to be bullying me, to be saying all these things about me. You don't know me. I never talk with you about my private life. So you shouldn't have anything concrete to say to me. So you can tell that it is you who needs to grow. Expand your mind. I am a human being. There is life in me. If you honor life in me, life will honor yours. I am an opportunity for you to be honored by life, universal energy wisdom. So, you know, let's have a cup of coffee. And don't go into a bunch of blah, blah, blah about anything. Just tell this person how you can help him. And one good way is invite that person to listen to Wise Minds radio show every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, which is Bullying the Solution is the title of the show. And also go to our website, www.wisemindsdevelopment.org. You will find my other book, the first published book on Wise Mind. It's called Wise Mind. It was published by smashwords.com. You can hook up with Smashwords and download a copy. It's under $5. And I promise to you that from what everyone who have read this book have said to me, you are going to have so much fun and replenish your energies that may have been depleted by those self-inferior individuals. They are being bullied. That's why they be bully you. Yeah, they take the frustrations on you. Have I answered the question, Gigi, to you?
Yes, thank you, Tito. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We had an Alexa
well,
Georgia State students for, even though they didn't give their identity, that really appreciate, you know, you letting us know who you are so we can properly thank you for your questions by calling you by your name. But if you don't want to be identified, it's okay, too. We just appreciate you interacting with us on the radio show. So thank you guys very much for your two questions that you have. And please engage with us, you know, on every show that we have. We'd love to hear from you. 646-200-3817. Tito.
Thank you so much, Gigi. I like to, from the first third of the show, first period of the show, I was, I mentioned the word honesty. And now I like to explain to you why I mentioned the word honesty. Honesty is an energy. There are two versions of it. One is spiritual, one is human. It is important for each person to cultivate honesty energy within them.
Sorry.
And also to allow honesty energy wisdom to influence their minds when making decisions or nurturing thoughts. It is that important to have honesty energy within us. It is important to cultivate honesty energy within our core, because those are honesty is the cardinal language through which all energies communicate. And quote unquote, energies and force are not the same. Bullying is force. Lies is force. Anything that would hurt someone is a force. You need honesty energy. It is your messenger energy. Well, based on how strong and educated it is within you, it is the energy that echoes revelations and inspirations through words, music, or any kind of sounds or views, whatever. It's honesty that welcome it and let you know that you are being blessed to experience this and that. And also, honesty as your messenger, it is honesty that delivers your messages anywhere in the universe, anywhere. You know, some friends, I never advertise myself or promote myself as though, but some friends for whom that I have here and there do spiritual healing sessions. They're not even here in America. Yes, some are in America, but we're talking about I'm in Florida, they are in Los Angeles, up down the West Coast. I don't do it that much because I'm so busy. Yes, I don't do it that much because of lack of opportunity to do so. Why that I can ask for love to hear a person who is going through pain and immediately it's happened? Well, the answer is very simple. It's because my honesty energy is strong enough that within 1/1,000,000,000th of a second, it takes my message wherever within the universe, and which is the same way the universe does. When you ask, you receive, and you always receive immediately. So this is one reason why I ask you to educate yourself, since you're going to read Wise Mind ebook and share it with a friend. So you can have dialogue with your friend. You cannot be talking about movies that Harrison Ford plays with someone else. That is a nice story on a theater. But talk about things that is really, that is in common between you and whomsoever you spend time with. I was 6 years old when I went to my dad, deliberately went to my dad and told him to tell me what language God speaks. And he says, well, I said, so I don't have to ask you to pray for me. He said, oh, okay, okay, okay. I was not someone that you can feed crap when I was all of my ages, you know, all throughout my life. He says, okay, okay, but I'm asking you to allow me to educate you to that wisdom. I said, I promise to you I will. And he says, honesty. And since I was 6 years old, I've been cultivating honesty. And very important, because those energy, universal wisdom, are influential in my mind when thinking or nurturing thoughts. I don't make decisions that's gonna cause those energy to be disturbed within me. We have come to the end of the show. We have only 1 minute left. I have to thank you, and thank you for making the time to listening to Wise Minds Radio Show, and encourage you to invite all minds that you know to listening to the show. They can read also Wise Mind ebook. There is another book coming out. It should have been published already, but that is it. However, this is the next book. It is to be published. Thank you again. I will see you next Wednesday. If you are in the East Coast, bottle up, stay warm, and I appreciate you so much. And thank you for your donations to support the radio show. Thank you again. Good night, and have a good weekend. Gigi.
Good night, Tito.
Yeah, good night to you.
All right, good night. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to another episode of Wise Mind. with our ongoing subject matters that we have two parts of the subject matter, the regular Wise Mind radio show with a subtopic, and the subtopics are very different, and sometimes they're part two, the little part one beginning of a topic that Tito would have started and wants to finish up in the part two series. So we really appreciate all the time and effort that you put into listening to the show. And the first part of the show is always about bullying, as we say, even though sometimes it's not covered directly in that aspect, but it is about bullying. So I wanted to say before we close that the effects of bullying, people don't understand that. Some people say that kids who are bullied need to toughen up. Well, that's not true. It would happen no matter how thick-skinned kids are, if you really look at it that way. Some people think that bullying is just a fact of life or a night of passage where so many people don't take it seriously until someone they know is hurt or killed by bullying. Did you know that 1 out of 4 kids in America, and worldwide for that matter, are bullied? Every seven seconds, a child is bullied. So depending on the age group or up to a certain percentage, maybe 50% of students say that they have been bullied and digitally harassed. That's what I was talking about earlier, cyberbullying. And, of course, as Tito mentions about bullying in his own personal training realm, you can call him. You can email him at titolange@yahoo.com. That's TITOLANGE at yahoo.com. Just remember that 5.4 million students skip school at some point in their year due to the bullying process. 9 out of 10 of LGBT students, 9 out of 10 LGBT students experience harassment at school because of their personal preferences. They're often beat, often killed because of their personal preferences, and bullying is one of the main subjects. Child and teen bullying and cyberbullying are both a growing problem. It's a worldwide epidemic, ladies and gentlemen. So we really thank you for listening in and giving us your independently owned comments and, you know, engaging with us in dialogue really makes the show work. So call us, 646-200, every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. on bullying. Remember, bullying can mess up a kid's future and the families of the children. So engage in that and learn how to help your children understand that bullies are not really sick people. They're just people that want attention. They do have fears and depression. They're lonely. They have anxieties. They have low self-esteem. They also have physical illnesses sometimes, and they often themselves have suicidal thoughts. So let's find a way to work on this and stomp out bullying once and for all. You've been listening to Gigi Adams-Evans and Johnson E.S.T. Lyons Jr. on Wise Mind on The Artist Law. May you all have a wonderful evening and good night. God bless.